Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Cardin, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Another episode of Why Won't You Date Me, a podcast where I try to figure out why I'm still single, even though I'll suck your dick every night with no problem and no complaints. Today's guest, you've seen her do stand-up all around LA. She's been on At Midnight a bunch of times. She wrote on Drop the Mic, yes? Ooh, baby, Marcella Agüey. Fuck.
You fucked it up.
I did, and I asked you how to pronounce it.
That's why I said, don't worry about it.
Before we started,
people, Arguello, you know what's funny?
No, Arguello.
Arguello. Thank
Arguello.
You. What's funny, too, is when people, like, intro me at comedy shows, and they, like, obsess over it too much,
mm-hmm.
What ends up happening is they fuck up my first name.
Ah, what do
and
they call you?
They'll be like, Maricella. Marissa. And then they just, but they nail my last name. They nailed it, if you will.
They nailed it. Marcella is, if you haven't seen her live, a real treat. There's one show in particular that I'm thinking of where you did like a full-on act out. I was laughing so hard.
What did I do? What was the act out?
I can't remember, but the audience was like not there for it.
Yeah.
And then after you were done, you were like, that was a lot of work on my behalf. You guys didn't even come halfway.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate what, but that's L.A.,
yeah.
In LA, it's like you do a lot and they're like, what else you got? And it's insane because you're like, you guys are, they're just so, there's so much comedy here.
Mm-hmm.
Even people who are not regulars of comedy are still inundated with so much comedy.
Yeah. And I feel like LA is a lot of, well, what are you going to do to impress me?
Right.
All right. I see that.
Yeah.
Well,
I accept.
Next?
What's next? Yeah.
Are you
Fuck
single?
Them. Yeah. I'm going to stay single, bitch. Also, I don't believe that you would suck a dude's dick.
It's a riddle.
A dude's dick every night without complaining. I don't believe that.
At this point in my life, I would.
Okay.
For maybe a solid 6 to 8 months.
Oh,
before
wow.
I'd be like
the honeymoon period.
I mean, every night you need this? Why?
I love sucking a dick.
I also like sucking dick.
Yeah.
I think it's fun,
mm-hmm.
And I think I'm powerful when I'm doing it because
you are.
I can stop at any moment.
But you could also chomp down at any moment.
Yeah, I could bite your fucking dick off.
Yeah, I've seen you eat. You're aggressive.
I am a very aggressive eater, a very aggressive dick sucker. I hope they put that on my headstone.
Oh, wow.
Or my tombstone.
headstone. Whatever, the same thing.
My graveyard plot
there
stone.
It is. There it is. You
aggressive
it.
Eater, aggressive dick sucker.
Yeah, it's passion, baby.
How long have you been single?
I technically have always been single. I've technically never had a boyfriend.
Me either.
Yeah, I've never had a boyfriend.
And is this by choice?
No. No. I'm
safe.
Yeah, it's not fun. I mean, it's you know, when you look a certain way and you act a certain way, and it's two things, mm-hmm. right? Because men, they visually, they're attracted to one thing, and then they get to know you, and you're like, well, I don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's the other way around. We're like, well, I really like your brain, but you don't have a butt, so why would I fuck you? And I'm like, oh, well, this is just a nightmare.
Well, this is awful.
Yeah.
I like your personality.
Thank you. I like yours.
Thank you. And I've decided this year I'm going to make you my good friend.
That's great.
Because we know each other. Not super, super well.
No, super well.
But you run this awesome show in LA called Women Crush Wednesdays. It's at the Hollywood Improv in the Lab, which is the room, not the main room, the side room, but it's a good room, especially when it's packed and you get a good crowd there. And you just tweeted or Instagrammed, women of color
right.
submit a tape.
Well, specifically, I said black and brown people, which apparently, quote unquote, yellow women had a problem with.
I didn't realize.
I would never refer to an Asian woman as yellow.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Asian women refer and men refer mm-hmm. to themselves as that. And I'm like, I get it. That's like when a black person refers to themselves as the N-word, right? Not. Mm-hmm. I'm not equating it, but it's that concept.
Kind of.
Right? Because the term is really, it comes from a derogatory place.
Yes.
And I even like researched the history because I'm like, I feel like I'm not wrong for not using the word uh-huh. yellow. But like these women were attacking me. I was like, bitch, just fucking submit to my show.
It's very confusing.
It can be very confusing. Anyhow.
That you were like begging people of color to submit to your show. And then people of color were like, but you didn't ask us right. And it's like, it is so hard to get invited to the table.
Dude.
When you were invited to the table,
oh my God.
Just fucking show up.
I had another woman message me on Facebook and said, if you're still looking for women, let me know and I'll send you a clip.
What? Just send it.
Just send the fucking clip.
It is.
Are you insane?
Really wild to me. Because I exploit the fact that you have a show just solely for women. I'm always like, let me do it. Let me do 2 minutes.
But that's what I want.
Let me do it.
Dude, my favorite thing was when you were like, you did the first time you did the show, you fucking crushed. Like, of course you did.
So much fun.
But then it was funny, the first thing you said when you got off stage was like, I forgot to do the pedophile joke. And I go, well, come. Well, I was like, you can go back on stage. I don't give a fuck. And I was like, come back whenever you want. And you, like, when Sashir
the
was
next
doing
week?
It. No, it wasn't the next week. It was like a month later.
Okay.
But Sashir showed up and you showed up with her. I mean, she was on the show and you showed mm-hmm. up with her. And I was like, bitch, you want to do the joke? You want 2 minutes? And you went up there for whatever, two minutes, whatever
it
is.
A 3 minute bit.
And you just did the one joke and it was my favorite pop in ever. It was the best drop in. You came in to do the pedophile joke, which I fucking love.
Thank you. I'll tell you something. When it doesn't go well,
oh boy,
the silence is deafening.
Oh yeah, I
and
bet.
And you just have, the first time I did it, I threw, Sashir told me on vacation to do this joke and I was like, you think? She's like, I think it's
Thank
so
God.
Funny.
That's why you need this friends like that, because it's
is
right.
So
it's
funny.
So yeah. good.
And the first time I did it, this woman literally went, no. And I was like, oh, no. And then I just went, Sashir told me. My friend Sashir. Sashir's a maid told me to do this
wow,
joke.
Wow, you're a snitch. I didn't take you for a snitch, but here we are.
Under the bus.
That's hilarious.
And then was talking to her about it again. And I was like, is this one of these things where like you think it's funny because you know me? And she goes, no, I genuinely think it's a funny concept.
She was right.
And I was like, okay. So then I like beat it out with her, was sending her texts like right, back right. and forth, being like, here's a punchline. And then on your show, I was like, all right, let me do. And I figured out how to make the joke work just by telling people that nobody likes it.
Right.
And then that allows it like frees people to be like, oh, but it's funny.
Right. It's also like, it's not that bad.
No, it's not that
but
bad.
But it's actually like, even if you didn't set it up that way, I think it's fucking hysterical. I love watching
Thank
it.
You.
I love that it, like, what was cool was watching it grow on my show.
Because mm-hmm.
I was like super encouraging of you to do that set on my show. And then you brought it back like, I don't know, maybe a month or two later.
Mm-hmm.
Because Nicole Byer is a frequent Women Crush Wednesdays performer.
It's one of my favorite shows in LA.
It's an all-women show. For anybody who doesn't mm-hmm. know, it's an all-women show. It's $10 every Wednesday. No drink minimum. Please come.
7:45?
Yeah, we start around 8 usually, mm-hmm. but we try to encourage encourage people to get there as early as possible in case, because what was cool was you needed to run because you just, congrats, got a Netflix special.
Yes.
And
you
hit me up and we're like, can I please have a long set? Which I don't, you're actually the first one, you're the first person to do the shortest set. You've had the shortest set at Women Crush Wednesdays and you've had the longest set at Women Crush Wednesdays.
Oh, that brings me so much joy.
So it was cool because that's why I want my show to be. I want women of every background of women to come and like, I got to run my Conan. I got to run my new Netflix. I got to run this. I got, like, you know, Taylor did it. Sabrina Jalise did it. Sam J. They all did it before their Netflix stuff. Maybe not Taylor, but she came before Conan. But that was cool. It's cool to have, like, to have this and all the women know that it's a supportive room.
It's such a supportive room. Truly, if you're a comic in LA who's a female identifying person of color, queer, anything,
all
and you have
it.
A good tape.
I have so many white women submitting to my show. I have white men submitting to my show. It's fucking crazy.
That's
what makes me sad. Like, the reason I posted that was because I did this comedy seminar. It was free. And I made a note to be like, women of color and queer women, you need to submit to everything.
Yes.
I don't give a fuck if you don't think you're qualified. There are men and women that are white that are submitting to everything. Everything. And then after the show, I had this chick, Jill Christy. She was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to submit to your show. And I was like, bitch, why haven't you already? Like, you're dating one of my homies. Like, you should know that you can easily submit. You might even name drop your homie. Like, whatever it takes.
Whatever you need to do, just get up as much as possible.
And then she sent it to me, which was great. And I booked her. It was fine. But then there was another comic who because I was, like, booking, I think I was booking August, and I was going through all my emails, and I was like, fuck, I'm, like, really, like, legit running out of funny black and brown women. Because that's the other thing. I'm not just throwing up bitches.
No, you're throwing up very.
I'm throwing up very.
Your shows are stacked.
It's well curated. I don't fuck around.
It's a good show.
I need it to be funny. Because also, like, but if a woman isn't that funny, I'll be like, all right, you can have five. You get an unpaid 5-minute spot at my hot ass show that always has industry at it. You're welcome, bitch. But there was a comic who I do think is, I don't know her that well at all. Like, we've met maybe once, but I know her name. I see her name on all the flyers. I know she's, like, in the scene. So I, like, literally search her name in my submissions and she wasn't there. But she had signed up for my comedy seminar, so her email was there. So I was like, bitch, send me a fucking clip. I shouldn't have to ask. And she finally sent it in. She was like, oh my God, this is the best email. I'm going to frame it. You know, she was very sweet.
Yeah.
But it was like, bitch, submit.
I mean, when I started doing shows in LA, I was like, well, how do you get booked? So then I just asked a couple people. I think I asked Emily Heller. I was like, do you have booker's info? And she was like, yeah, here are some good shows.
Yeah.
She sent me like 5 or 6 or something. So then I just started emailing. And then people were like, do you have a clip? And I'm like, I don't have a clip. I have a recording. Is that okay? Like, and I think people think they're like, oh, a clip. So they want like a visual clip. And it's like,
right.
Just ask. Ask just if they want to record it.
Yes, exactly.
Just ask whatever. Yeah, I feel like black and brown women are like, well, I don't want to do it until I'm ready. And I was like, well, when are you ever ready?
When are you ready?
And I've, like, said this in interviews and stuff, but, like, Tiffany Haddish, her catchphrase, she ready, is a real thing.
Yeah.
You have to, like, she has been saying that
forever.
Since I've known
her.
And it's a real thing. She's been ready.
Been
so when
ready.
She had that opportunity, it was, like, done. It was like, of course she's going to become a fucking star from it. She was so ready. And she was, I don't want to speak on her behalf, but I think she saw that casting breakdown and was like, I'll be the fourth woman. I think I want that. And then I think her management was like, got her into the audition. Like, you just have to go after what you want.
Yeah, exactly. It was so funny, too, at the SNL after party. That's right. I know things and people and events. Anyways, I went to watch her, and I was at the SNL off party, and I go up to her, and I was just like, I mean, we damn near teared up hugging each other because it was just like, holy shit, it's happening, you know? And she goes, and I'm like complimenting her. I'm like, you fucking killed it. I'm so excited. Like, blah, 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 blah. I'm doing the whole thing. And she goes, girl, well, you're next. You know, you need to be ready. She ready. You need to be ready because they're coming after you. And I was like, bitch, we're not talking about me right now. I am ready. I'm not worried about me. We're talking about you and this night. But that's what's cool about her, too, is she is also encouraging of other women, you know. And that's,
she's
hard to find.
Very uplifting. And
she
I feel like a lot of women feel like, there's only room for two of us or one of
Which
us at a time.
Which used to be true.
It used to be true.
It's not true anymore.
You got to lift people up. If you're not lifting people up, how do you expect more inclusion to happen.
Right, exactly.
You're like a very strong opinionated person. Oof. Do you think that do you think that's hindered you in the
absolutely.
Dating?
Oh, absolutely. It's hindered me in everything. Are you fucking kidding me? Mm-hmm. It's hindered me in everything. It ruined my relationship with my dad.
Really?
It ruined friendships. It's ruined everything. And it's because I'm like, no, you don't fucking get to tell me how to think. You don't mm-hmm. get to tell me how to live. And I don't mean in a way of like, I was never like a rebellious. I was a good kid. I was just mm-hmm. a mouthy bitch. And it was like people couldn't wrap their heads around it, you know, for a long time. But I was a good kid. I'm still a good woman, mm-hmm. a good daughter. But, you know, I am the way I am and I speak the way I speak and it makes people uncomfortable, mm-hmm. you know. And if you're a good example of someone who we don't know each other that well, but you're so comfortable in yourself that what I am and who I am doesn't threaten you. It doesn't hurt your feelings.
If anything,
you don't take it personal.
It makes me interested.
Right.
Because I'm like, ooh, we may disagree on something or whatever, but like I'm still very curious to hear your point on something. Like I couldn't do, maybe it was Women Crush Wednesday, and I was like, oh, I'm working. You're like, you never have to explain why you
shouldn't
can't do something. And I was like, damn. Another person would be like, oh, she's literally telling me how to live my life. But in that moment I was like, no, that's right.
Yeah.
You are right.
Yeah.
I've been trying to not explain why I can't do things and just say no.
You should.
And I feel like men do that.
Oh, 100%.
But women are like, I'm so sorry, I have to.
I have this,
X, Y,
I have
Z,
that.
Blah, blah, blah.
I don't know,
and it's like, just say no, sorry, I can't do it. And it's not like the person's gonna be like, what are they doing?
But,
no,
that, but the thing is, some people do. That's the problem. Mm. And they only do it to women.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody mad at Nick Thune because he canceled last minute. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And nobody should be mad at you if you cancel last minute either. Like, yeah, it bums you out. Like, I get it. Mm-hmm. It does. You're like, oh, well, that's kind of sad. You know, like, I had Jean Grey on my show, and she's amazing. She's a rapper. She's funny. She's great. She killed it. But Brunson was also on that show,
mm-hmm.
and I had booked her. And the day I posted the flyer, she texted me. She's like, she's like, oh my God, you're going to be so mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I can't make the show. And I was like, bitch, I don't, go
live
your
life.
Live
your life.
Like, go
work.
With she
go
was like,
do...
I'm visiting my family. I'm like, good. Uh-huh. Go visit your fucking family. Don't come and waste 10 minutes. You know, like, I don't give mm-hmm. a fuck. Go live your life. It sucks for me because it's like, oh, now I'm false advertising. But also, mm-hmm. fuck everybody.
Whatever.
So what? Now you showed up to my show expecting Quinta and you still see a
but
hot lineup?
Yeah, you see some great,
my
amazing
bad. 10
women
bucks. Yeah.
That you normally maybe wouldn't see.
Yeah.
So you're a tall woman. I'm sure people talk about it constantly.
Yeah. I went to the mall. I have a rule about going out on the weekends. I don't do it. I don't go shopping. I stay in the house. I don't. Because uh-huh. I get stared at a lot. And
really?
Yeah, it's really uncomfortable. And yesterday I was just like, I don't want to be in my house. We don't have AC.
Uh-huh.
So I hit up my girl Kim and we went to have lunch. And we were right around the corner from the Glendale Galleria. So I was like, fuck it, let's just go shopping. Like, it's AC. Mm-hmm. I like to shop. Let's just go and waste mm-hmm. the whole day. And that's what we did. And it was nice. But I was like, oh, yeah. Like walking through the food court to sit down because we got mm-hmm. like a Cinnabon at some point. I was like, oh, yeah, this is why I don't leave the house. Like, it was just whispers and people stare. And the thing is, people speak in other languages and they think just because you're speaking in another language doesn't mean I don't know you're talking uh-huh. about me. It's like, it's all body language and tone, and I can see your eyeballs.
This honestly blows my fucking
it's
mind.
It's crazy.
Because, what are you, 6'2"?
6'2".
I don't.
I'm also very thin, so it makes it look like I'm even taller.
Oh.
That's what I've been told. I'm an optical illusion.
Huh. I remember first meeting you, clocking that you were tall and then moved on.
Yeah, but you're also a big black woman.
Yeah.
You have your share of bullshit yeah. and comments yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But like, I go shopping and I hear, and I don't blame kids. Kids are fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm less likely to hear it if I'm out on the weekends. I had this little girl just be like, that's a big lady.
Oh,
you know
no.
what I mean? And I'm like, yeah. oh, that's cute to hear it. But it's also like, shut your kid up.
Yeah.
Teach your kid some manners.
Why? Yeah. Teach your kid that you never have to comment
no, ever.
On a person that you
no.
see. Because you don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know what that person's going
you
through. Like,
know.
You don't need
I could
to.
Also be fucking crazy.
Yeah.
You don't
you
know.
You turn around, you have a fucking blade under your fucking.
Yeah. I turned around and I was like, haha. And then the mom was like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, yeah, well.
I was in New York and I was getting into a car. And I was doing press for Nailed It, so I was with Jacques Torres, my co-host slash head judge.
He's amazing.
And he's perfect. And he was wearing his chef jacket.
Oh, my gosh.
So he was very recognizable.
Right, right, right.
I had different hair, looked very, like, I,
right, right, right.
If you didn't know me, you weren't going to clock me.
Right, right, right.
So he was taking pictures with people. I was smoking a cigarette. He gets in the car. I follow him in the car. And then I heard someone say, yeah, that's her. You know, the host, the big, fat, black one. And I was like, okay, I know what I look like, but I'm the only person getting in the car with this man. So what was the purpose of saying
right, what's the
that?
Extra? Yeah, you don't
and
need
you
that.
Said it loud enough for me to hear. What did you want me to lean out of the car and be like, it's me, the big, fat, black one. Thank you. Thank you for not knowing my name, but truly, just describing my physicality. Thank you so much. I didn't know. For half a second, I thought I was a small Indian woman.
Oh,
thank you,
man,
for clarifying it's my just, black.
It's a, I've had people walk up to me and they go, excuse me. And I just go, 6'2", and I turn around. And they're like, how did she know?
Because it's like humans are fucking stupid.
Predictable is what they are.
I think it's Biff from Back to the Future was getting, are you Biff so much that he just hands out a business card when people approach him?
Yeah.
To be like, I am. Let's not talk about it.
So often, like, I did a show last night and I was like, I'm tall. Get over it. Move on. Take it in. I'm not talking about it tonight. Just get over it. I just can't. I can't address it every fucking set I do.
Yeah, and that...
But people want me to. I'll still say that if someone comes up and they're like, I really wanted you to talk about how tall you are. I'm like, why? I have opinions on everything.
I guess people can't get past things that they see. I did a corporate event for a shoe company, and I was running through my set with Sashir, and she said, they can't possibly want 10 minutes of shoe jokes. They probably want some of your material. And I was
right.
like, okay. I get there, and these people were applause breaks for shoe jokes
that
I had never said out loud, didn't workshop, was just like, I know there's a punchline there. And then for my material, they were like, she was talking about shoes.
Let's talk about shoes more.
I don't like this.
Were they all white?
No, it was a pretty inclusive group.
That's weird then.
But
that's
they,
like extra weird.
I guess it was like their corporate event and they wanted to hear about themselves. And
you're telling me the pedophile joke didn't work?
I don't do it on the road.
I bet you don't. I fucking bet you don't.
I can't really do it on the road.
I bet.
But it's honestly my favorite joke
I've
ever
written. It's such a good joke, dude. It's so funny.
And I think it's because the reaction I get. So I did it. My agent saw me because I wanted him to see me do an hour. He had never seen it.
Mm.
He'd only seen like snips of what I'd send
right,
him.
Right, right.
And he's like, let's see this hour that you want to sell so bad.
Yeah,
and I was okay.
So and then you sold it immediately.
I mean, it was pretty fast.
Yeah.
From him seeing it.
Isn't that it? Oh, anyways. Okay.
It's
different
crazy.
Different conversation. Just finish the story.
So he saw it. I did that joke. And he gave me some like great notes on the set and then was like, that joke is so dangerous because people were screaming, laughing, audibly going, no, but then like enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
And when I did it at Women Crush Wednesday the first time, Sashir said there was a woman in the back running back and forth laughing really hard.
Oh my God.
And I was like,
so
what
funny.
A treat. Because that's all I ever want to do when I'm on stage is make people feel
everything.
Emotion. Yeah.
Everything. And it makes them feel so many things. They just start laughing.
Because mm-hmm.
that's the thing a lot of people do when they don't know how to process a lot of shit. They
mm-hmm.
just laugh nervously.
Yeah.
And I love it. It's so powerful.
Truly.
Anyways, I can't get dick. You can't get dick. What are we going to do?
What's the last? Are you on apps?
Mm-mm.
No?
I'm not because, and I don't know how, if, I don't, are you on?
I'm on all of them.
Oh, okay. I feel like I should have known that. But anyway,
okay.
I worry about the fetishism of being tall and being thin. I don't want a dude who's like obsessed with tall women.
Mm-hmm.
And that's his thing. I just, you know, because I don't care. I don't have a height preference.
Mm-hmm.
I just have like a let's like each other preference.
So you would date shorter
dudes? I've dated shorter dudes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the shortest dude I ever dated was 5'7". It's pretty short. Pretty short.
That is pretty short.
Compared to me, 6'2", in heels.
Wait, 6'2", in heels?
No, 6'2",
no,
and
then
in
you wear
heels, yeah.
That's one of my favorite things about you, that you wear heels.
It's great.
I love it. I love someone who has something that makes them an utter.
And
then they're like, oh, I'll accentuate that.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to. Because it's like, why do I have to wear sneakers or sandals with a dope ass outfit? Fuck that. I'm already, and that's, I have a joke. It's one of my openers. I'm like, I'm already up here, so fuck it. I'm just going to wear these heels.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this drink I made is really good.
It's delightful. We're drinking orange LaCroix and some Tito's.
Yeah, it's really tasty. It's refreshing.
I like it. What's the last date you've been on?
I mean, it's like it's been a year and a half.
Okay.
Since I was the last relationship I was in. And ended really badly. Okay. I was in love. It was only for 2 months, too. It was really sad. It was a really sad ending. It was really fucked up.
I'll tell you something. People who aren't like serial monogamists, such as myself, I find that if you have something for a month or two, you're just like, wow, this might last. This might be my forever. And you get invested, I think, and you get excited.
Well, you do, but also was like, we got along so well, or so I thought. And, you know, and I was like, oh, this is like, he's a good man. He gets me. Mm-hmm. He's honest. I'm honest. Like, this is working out. Like, it's just, it didn't feel terrible. And then it's just like, he was a pathological liar. So it just fell apart pretty quickly because I was like, oh, I fell in love with not him.
Mm-hmm.
I fell in love with what he wanted to be for me, which is like, okay, well, that's the guy I want to actually look for, you know?
And where did you find him?
He was a writer. I mean, he was, how did we meet? He just produced a comedy show and he was really, I thought he seemed really cool. He seemed cool online and we'd only interacted a couple times. And, I asked out basically every guy I've ever dated. And so I asked him out, which is like, now I'm like, maybe I shouldn't anymore. Cause it's really turning into, you know what it is? Men are so used to, not just asking, but like courting and like almost like men are used to having to convince women to like them.
Yes.
That when it's the other way around, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
It really does not fucking work. Like I have to convince a man to like me. It's not like most men don't like women, period.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like be like, hey, I don't know if you're even attracted to me and I don't even know if you like me, but I feel like it would work out. Like that's why Bumble is interesting.
Yes.
And would probably be the only one would be on. But also I'm like, I just can't do it.
I'll tell you something about Bumble. Bumble, so it makes it seem like the power is in the woman's hands.
Right.
But men just swipe yes a lot of times on everybody. And then they're like, well, who's going to message me? And then they weed them out that way. So it's just like a second step of being rejected.
I have a comic friend who I love and adore him. I haven't hung out with him recently, but he is one of my close friends in general that I've known forever. But his strategy on dating apps was saying yes to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then when a woman would respond or make the first move, he would just be nice to them. And he said women are so used to getting like filthy, aggressive, rude messages that if I'm just nice, I will get laid. And then on top of that, he is like knows the zodiac up and down. His women love the zodiac. So I just know which signs I can actually are easier to fuck and which ones are harder to fuck. So he uses the he has it. He's always laid. He always has a bitch. He's always getting laid.
What a way. I just, honestly, it also confirms how I feel a lot of the times where I'm like, if a man's nice to me, I'll follow him to the ends of the earth.
Right.
And it's true because a lot of times men will say nasty things to me or proposition me like off the bat when I wasn't even being sexual.
Right.
But
can you imagine? All he has to do is be nice and just know a little about your zodiac sign and he gets laid. It works 100% of the time. It works 100% of the time.
And I know it would work on me.
Yeah. And he said the one sign he never really goes for is Leo's. He's like, those are the hardest ones. And you know what? I'm a Leo.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
I'm a Virgo, but I'm an early Virgo.
Okay.
But also, I don't buy into signs and stuff. But if there was a man talking to me about signs, I'd be like, well, I feel like he's in touch with women because right, exactly, women like dude. Signs.
It's the best, dude. He has it broken down so well. It's so smart. He should write a movie about that shit.
He really should, or like a fucking book.
Something.
To be like, hey, gentlemen, women are not stupid, but like treated so poorly in this world that if you are nice to them, they will just come a crawling, like just thankful that you're being nice to them.
And the thing is, he's also handsome. He has a good body, so that also, and he's talented, and he's you know, works all the time. So that also is to his benefit, because like that book might not help some like dumpy ass dude
who has a bad attitude,
because he has a positive attitude about it always, because he also knows like women are disposable, so he'll just get another one. He knows it. He would never say that. But he knows it.
Yes, but he knows it in his heart of hearts. There's another comic who always has like two Instagram models with him at all times. And I'm like, you're probably, and I've spoken to him where I find myself enamored with him by the end of the conversation.
Right.
Because he's nice and he'll ask me about myself. And then I'll like see him walk out with his two Instagram models. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
that's how you get women.
Yeah.
That's how you get women to flock to you.
Right.
Just by being nice and asking them questions about themselves.
So that being said, I am not nice. I am not friendly. And it does not help me in the dating, in the flirting world. And it sucks.
I mean, I try to put my best foot forward. But also, I am who I am. Like, I was dating this guy, and we went to the Arclight, and I was like, well, let's not sit in those seats that we bought. This theater's not full. Let's sit wherever we want. He's like, well, no.
Oh, God.
We bought these seats. Oh, and I was like, yes, but there's nobody here. So truly, we can sit wherever we want. If we wanted to, we could talk through the movie. And he's like, talk through the movie?
Oh, no.
And I was like, yeah, man, we own this place. There's nobody else here.
Yeah, it's like we're home. It's like we're home, but now we have this big theater to ourselves.
Ugh, I keep meeting men who just don't want to, like, I need a whimsical man. I need, like, a Willy Wonka of a man.
I think it's not so much about whimsy and whimsicalness and all that. It's more like you just want someone who adapts and is going to just go with the flow and have fun, because our lives are so crazy. Mm-hmm. And you know, and so more often than not, like, if we're on the road and you decide to go to the movies, you're alone and you don't get to talk to anybody. And you're like, oh, if someone was here, this would be so much funner. Mm-hmm. But also, I'm going to enjoy myself no matter what, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever. And then like, you're in a situation where, like, oh, my God, if this happened on the road, this would be, like, the greatest shit ever, right? But
so you go on the road a lot.
I stay busy.
Do you?
No.
You don't fuck people? You don't fuck chuckle fuckers?
No.
I have never had
they
a
don't
man
like me.
Hit on me after a show.
I mean, I have, but they're all older and creepy. And,
yes.
You know, it's just not the type that I want.
I get a lot of, so my demographic of fans are women, gay men, and then boyfriends that are dragged by women.
Right.
And 100 times out of 100 times, the man will go, hey, I didn't know who you were, and I was kind of upset to be brought here, but you were actually funny for a girl. And I'm like, gee golly.
Right.
What a non-compliment.
Right.
I was just fucking funny.
Right.
Men who hit on me after shows are like older gentlemen.
What about
who just
staff? Do you ever fuck staff?
No.
I have a couple times, and that was actually kind of the move, because usually
interesting
the dudes that work at a comedy club are not always dirtbags, actually.
Mm-hmm.
They can be pretty chill.
Yeah, I guess. I'm trying to think. The men usually stay away from me
no,
when
me
I'm
too.
On the road.
Yeah, they don't. I mean, why would they? If a man is at my show, it's usually because his woman brought him.
No, I mean like the staff. Like I've never been hit on by a staff person.
I mean, I have also never been hit on by the staff, but I definitely fucked a staff member.
Yes, you are the person being like, let's do this. All right, hold on 1 second, because we got to take a break. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops, and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just
$98 a month, you get a choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. Plus, the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to like own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at like having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code DATEME20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Spring is the best time to start a new workout routine. It's our yearly collective warm-up, and Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards whatever you're looking for. Okay, Peloton can accommodate your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. Even if you only have 5 minutes, there's a class to get your body moving, and I have to stress how important that is. 5 minutes is better than no minutes. Peloton has a range of class types fit for every goal and mood. Move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can just jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day, because that's what it is, a journey. And listen, Peloton has everything you need to get to where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton is something for you. Ooh, the Peloton classes I like to do are strength training. I also like the yoga because I'm always trying to get more flexible because I love doing splits because I'm slutty. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DateMe today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DateMe. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho.
without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me, spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply. And we're back. What a dream, what a treat. So, yeah, I just, these apps are, they're mind-boggling.
I don't think I could ever do it. You know what's funny? I think last year, maybe, I finally downloaded an app. I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get an app. I don't remember which one it was. And I saw all my friends, all my guy friends. And I'm just like, nope. I was on for like 10 minutes. I was like, nope, I'm deleting this. I can't. I'm not going to fuck any of my homies.
I swipe yes on every friend I know just to see if we match. 9 times out of 10, they're like, just wanted to say hello. And I was like, okay, but why? Right. Why did you swipe on me? Right. Me personally, I was like, I swiped yes to say hello, but then also to be like, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. I never thought of you that way.
You know, that's the other thing is like, comics dating, I fully support. Like when people are like, you shouldn't date comics. I'm like, no, you shouldn't fuck people that are pieces of shit.
Yes.
Period. Anywhere in the world. That's a fact. But like comics who get married and it works, like I wish.
It's nice.
It's super nice. Moshe, Natasha.
I was just about to say them. They are such a nice couple.
Yeah.
They fit together.
Yeah.
They work together.
Yeah.
And they have a mutual understanding that like I may be busy at this time. You may be busy at this time. We might be busy together.
Right.
Or separately. But like they understand each other's schedules and like. What a dream. And they're also like at a level where they're both working.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I haven't spoken to either of them about this, but like I feel like there's no competition.
Yeah. Nicole, can I ask you a question?
Yes, please.
You started doing stand-up after you did Girl Code, right?
Yes.
And you did Girl Code for like 6 months or some shit like that, right? And then they were like, I remember Jessamy just being like, we've been trying to encourage her to do stand-up.
Yeah.
And then they pushed you into it, which was cool.
Mm-hmm.
How old were you when you got Girl Code?
I had moved here already, so that's 2012, 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 25.
Pretty young.
Yeah.
Was dating before that easier?
No.
Was it worse, harder?
It wasn't. It was easier to get laid.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I was doing like improv and sketch or whatever. So like I was still doing comedy, but I was at like a theater that was pretty incestuous where everyone was just like fucking each other.
Right.
And we would go out to bars after shows. So being at a bar in New York, you can get laid just if you try hard enough.
Right.
If you stay late enough, if you talk enough, you'll get laid.
Right.
And then moving to LA, I realized, oh, this is like just a different town.
Yeah, totally.
People don't go out as often. Nobody's staying out till 4 o'clock in the fucking morning.
Nobody.
So moving here was just harder for dating. And then people recognizing me, sometimes you meet someone at a bar, you start talking to them, you're like, ooh, baby, this is gonna happen. And then 20 minutes into the conversation, they were just like, yeah, it's just really great to talk to you because like I love how you are on Girl Code. And you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice that you're a fan, but I thought we were going to fuck.
Right.
And then it's like, no, I just wanted to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been a little hard and challenging. But, like, I'm grateful that people like me and respond to my stuff.
Right.
But just say off the bat, like, don't make me wonder.
Yeah. You're like, I'm such a fan of yours. Mm-hmm. Can I buy you a drink? Can we have one conversation over this
just
one drink?
One conversation. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine. And I dated this guy who on our first date, 5 minutes into the conversation, was like, hey, just so you know, like, I know you're a comedian. I've seen your work. I've heard you on podcasts. It felt weird to not say that. And I said, okay. And then we, like, kept going. And he truly, like, didn't ask me anything about work, which was nice. Because,
super
like,
nice.
You wouldn't ask an engineer, like, hey, so, like, how do you do what you do? Like, what is the science facts of engineer? Or whatever, I don't know, a lawyer. Like, how do you write a deposition? Like, you wouldn't ask them that. So it is very weird when someone's like, can you tell me a joke? It's like, no, I'm not at work.
Right.
But then like the closer we got, the more times we like hung out, he would just like ask me some questions, but then I didn't mind answering them because we'd already gotten to know each other. And he was an editor, so like I had questions about editing sometimes, and like we both like to watch movies. So like we just had like a lot of things in common, but like just different aspects of the entertainment industry. But yeah, man, the apps, they're very hard. Ooh, I haven't done this in a while. Want to look at my Tinder profile and tell me what you think?
Yes, let's do it. I've never been on Tinder, so I don't even know.
Okay, so you just swipe through the pictures, tell the people what you see. If you'd like to Nicole see them along cute. With Marcella, you can go to facebook.com. I think it's Nicole Byer Comedy. That's my fan page or whatever.
Nicole, these are all great pictures.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm a big old bitch with a fat ass. Hey. I like people with a sense of humor. I'm definitely a thought, she says.
Mm-hmm.
Have you updated this?
I updated it like a month ago. Mm-hmm. Or maybe 2 months ago. It's been a minute.
Okay, you say, your last thing you put was, also, I'm all about that D, and by D, I mean dinner. You should say, just kidding, I also mean dick. Because you're trying to get laid, it's Tinder.
I know. My friend Molly was like, you should put that so people can infer whatever they want to infer on that.
No.
Okay.
It's not as funny.
Okay,
and it's,
you're
it's
right.
It's not you.
You're right.
That's not you.
You're right.
Did she say that? And then you were like, I'll write it.
I did.
Yeah. You're a nasty bitch.
I am.
That's really what you should write in here. I'm a nasty bitch.
I'm a nasty bitch who loves to fuck.
Yeah.
But I think I might be at a point where I want to be in a relationship.
You should write that. Write
that
right sentence you just said. I'm a nasty bitch who likes to fuck. But I also think I'm at a point where I want a relationship. I mean, we have friends that have gotten married off Tinder.
I know, but I feel like I missed the boat on that.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, okay. There's no such thing. Yeah, this is... I don't like the way that this is set up. You've done like your best one-liners that you would not use on stage. You're like, mm-hmm. These are throwaway, but some of them are not reflective of you. I can see that. That's why that day about dinner thing is like, that's not
okay.
That's not Nicole. I could see it. Dude, the fact that I caught that immediately.
You truly did.
And that's true.
You did clock that.
And it's not you. You should just write what you just said. I'm a nasty bitch who likes to fuck, but I'm also at a point where I wouldn't mind a full-blown whatever the fuck or whatever you just said. Play the tape back. Write it down.
Write it down. I'll listen to it and I'll write it down. Yeah, I don't know.
Those
are you
pictures
on Raya?
Are great. What? No, I'm not. I don't want to be on a dating app.
Ah, yes, you did say that.
I don't. This is too weird. I also, like, you know what it is? White men are attracted to my body,
mm-hmm.
and black and brown men are attracted to my brain.
Ah.
And it's really shitty for me.
Okay.
It's really shitty. And in LA, black and brown men want like a Kardashian looking ass mm-hmm. bitch. That's what they want.
Yes.
And it's not fun for any chick.
Yeah.
Who doesn't look like that.
And I feel like very few people look like that. So it feels insane to think that that's what a man would want.
It's crazy.
Because like I don't have money to get surgery.
But also,
these women aren't natural.
It's not that. It's just, I don't look like that, period. Yeah. What's wrong with not looking like that?
What's okay? What's not okay with me?
Yeah, exactly. And most of the dudes that want that don't look like the dude that any of those bitches would fuck anyways. So what the fuck?
Have you been tall your whole life?
A whole life, yeah. I mean, maybe when I was little, but...
Yeah, I've been fat my whole life. Yeah. So, like, I don't know another way to be.
Yeah.
And I feel like in high school, I grew up in an all-white neighborhood. Me and my sister were, like, I guess... 2 of 5 black kids in my high school, maybe 10
of
us.
That's brutal.
There was very few of us. We weren't made fun of because we came up in a town, or like I was lucky enough to live in a town where being black or being an other was cool. So like, I don't know, like hip hop was being embraced and being black was cool.
Right.
And that was like friendship wise, but like relationship wise, I don't think that it was cool. Like if one of these little white boys brought home a black girl, I'm pretty sure their mother would be like, oh, what?
No, they would say, oh, no, no,
are
no.
you sure?
No, no. This is a cute fave.
Yeah, and my mom would say things like that. She'd be like, well, they're nice to your face now, but wait till one of these boys brings you home.
Right.
And I was like, oh.
And she's right.
And it never clicked until like I got a little older, but then nobody ever brought me home. Nobody was ever like...
Right, right.
And yeah, I just... Where did you grow up?
Northern California, Modesto, California.
I don't even know where that is.
209. Brr, brr, brr. It's like less than a 5-hour drive.
Oh, okay.
Up north. And yeah, I mean... it's predominantly, it was predominantly white. I think it still is pretty white, but now it's getting like, there's always been an Asian community there. Now there's a bigger Latino community. Mm-hmm. Now with the gentrification of Oakland, there's a black community in Modesto. And so it's a little more mixed than it was before. It's mm-hmm. still completely like east side and west side, like the ghetto and the not ghetto.
It is crazy how cities are segregated.
Yeah, they're super segregated.
It's like Chicago, I think, is one of the most successfully segregated cities in America.
Successfully segregated.
I mean, my family lives in Chicago, and they live on the South Side. I'd never really seen white people there, so when white people were like, I'm from Chicago, I'd be like, cute, you're from a suburb.
Right.
You're from like Schaumburg or whatever, Evanston. Right. And Mateo Lane was like, come do this show. It's on the north side. And I never really went to the north side. Get there, park my car. And it was like the walking dead of white people. They were just walking in. They were every fucking where.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, wait a minute. What do you mean? I was shocked. And I think I opened the set with, I've never seen so many white people in Chicago. I've never been to the north side. And then I got off stage and a bunch of people were like, that was really funny. Yeah, this is where we all are. I was like, this is nuts.
And they're proud of it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And you know, it's so funny too, because I always find it interesting, and it's true here in LA too, where it's like, you know, you see people online just be like, diversity, inclusiveness, wow, we got to fight for these rights. And mm-hmm. then you like go on their Instagram, you're like, all your friends look like you. Mm-hmm. That's kind of weird. And you're not making any effort to actually mm-hmm. be friends. Like, actually be friends. Like, yeah, maybe you're friends with Nicole Byer, but you're not actually friends with Nicole Byer, you know? And that's the shit that really gets under my skin. Like, it's the same shit with, dude, that's why this, like, the kids in cages stuff is interesting, because people are like, I can't believe we're separating families, it's crazy. And then they'll like post a picture of them at like a cafe in Highland Park, and I'm like, mm-hmm. hey guys, you know what's happening in Highland Park? Families are getting separated. Mm-hmm. That's what's exactly happening. It's just not in a cage, so yes. You don't think it's terrible.
Gentrification is such an interesting thing, because you don't, I mean, you know it's happening, but like, It happens pretty fast.
It happens pretty fast, but I think the other thing that makes it weird is how many, like, whatever, like Highland Park, good example. A lot of Latinos. The Latinos that originated from Highland Park are also like, oh shit, these white kids want to rent our space for mm-hmm. hella money? Fuck it.
Yeah, let's fuck it. Rent, let's do
let's
it.
Let's fucking do it. I don't give a fuck. Let's go live somewhere else and with a bigger house mm-hmm. and let's upgrade. Everybody wants to upgrade. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to upgrade.
That's the American dream.
It is. That's why immigrants come here. They want to mm-hmm. fucking upgrade, even if it is living in the hood of a hood.
Uh-huh.
The hood of a hood in America is still nicer than the shit that pops off in the third world country.
Yeah.
And that's what people don't understand.
Yeah, it's wild. Like Los Feliz, I'm pretty sure it should be Los Feliz.
It is.
I'm pretty sure
it's... So we pronounce it. Dude, that was a reason I didn't want to move there,
mm-hmm.
was every time I said Los Feliz, somebody was like, it's pronounced Los Feliz. I'm like, no, just because you can't say it
and it's
doesn't mean the pronunciation changes.
A Spanish-named neighborhood was gentrified so much that the name is pronounced incorrectly.
Yeah. I mean, Los Angeles is also pronounced incorrectly, but it's like, whatever, we don't get
it.
What is
it? How is it pronounced?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Really? No.
Angeles.
Los Angeles.
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 There it is. We're gonna have her people thinking she's Dominican. This Tito's was very strong. I'm mumbling. Angeles.
Yeah, I feel
I know, I'm feeling happy. Good. This conversation is gonna go forever.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, there was a guy I had like 2 summers ago. There was a guy it was a comic. And my ideal situation would be mm-hmm. being with a comic. And being with someone who gets my life. So there was a comic that I had a crush on. All the homegirls knew I had a crush on him. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to, like, by the end of the summer, I'm going to, like, just if this is, like, going well and we're hanging out and it feels mm-hmm. good and it's cool, I'm going to just be like, yo, I got feelings for you. What? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we had spent a bunch of fucking time together. It was really nice. We got along. It was really sweet. So there was a moment where I was like, this is the week to do it. I'm going to be like, yo, what's good?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's fucked up. We're at this thing.
we're all fucked up, and I pull him aside. I'm like, dude, I fucking really like you. And he's like, I like you too. And I'm like, no. I like really, really like you. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, but whatever I said, I was like professing mm-hmm. my love for him basically. And I was like, so there's that. And he just stood there frozen.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, so anyway, so I really like you. And so if like we could do something with this, that would be uh-huh. cool because we get along so well. Your family loves me. Your friends love me. I can tell you really like me. We get mm-hmm. along so well. And he stayed frozen. And my temper kicked in because I have uh-huh. a bad temper. And I go, you know what? I know you like white girls with big butts, so you know what? Just do that. Follow that. I'm good. Just want to let you know. Uh-huh. It's all good. Peace out. And I walked away, and I was like, well, that's done. It was embarrassing, but that's
did
the other thing.
Did he ever say anything to you?
He did, but it was like the next day. And it was not, it was a very, he really threw himself under the bus. It was not, uh-huh. I'm not going to repeat what he said because it was not pleasant.
No.
And it was just, it was that moment where I was like, I can get along with a man so perfectly mm-hmm. that I'm like, I'm not imagining things. This is a good thing. Like we work well together. We make a good team. Like we look good together. Mm-hmm. Like it's nice, you know, and it was all the things. And in LA, men are so, they're so saturated
with beautiful people.
Beautiful people, whatever that is for them.
Uh-huh.
That when they do actually have something of substance,
mm-hmm.
they don't go with it. They're like, why would I do that?
Also,
why would I settle down?
Of like self-worth is warped because you'll right. see dumpster men with beautiful women. And it's like, that dumpster man's probably a millionaire.
Right.
That's probably why he's got that. Or he's right. got some sort of power. That's why right. he's got that. You're an open micer. Like, what is, like, just chill out and stay in your lane.
Right.
I worked with this guy and I really liked him. He was the director of what I was working on. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to tell him that like over these last couple weeks, I've really been feeling him. I think he's cute. I think he's nice. I think we compliment each other. So at the wrap party, I was just like, hey, I'm going to tell you something. You have two options. One, you say, Nicole, I wholeheartedly agree, and we go out. Two, you say, Nicole, no hard feelings, but I don't feel the same way, okay? And he said, okay. I said, I like you. I think you're really attractive. I think you're cute. I think we would, you know, fit well together. And then he was like, oh, gee, Nicole, well, I just, and I was like, I said two options.
Yeah.
Is it one or two? And then he's like, I think I'd like to take you out. And I was like, okay, cool. So then we, like, exchanged numbers, started texting. And then the text came that was like, I don't know if I feel the same way about you that you do me. And I was like, we could have avoided all of this. Dude, you were not going to hurt my feelings. Yeah. I literally told you
yeah.
you could say no to my fucking face.
Yeah.
And you were too coward to do that? Yeah. Like, you had to do it
at least
via
you got
text?
An audible response.
This dude, I can't imagine someone girl, just I was blinking
like,
at me.
Like, that's the other thing is, like, I know I have a bad temper, and I'm working on it. It's a thing. Mm-hmm. Whatever. I don't raise my voice, but I got a temper. And I remember thinking, like, oh, like, I'm going to lose my shit right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have to walk away, and I just have to say, like, a quick, like, a funny thing or something and just mm-hmm. get out of here because I was like, I'm going to lose it.
I stopped working with someone I was working with, and when I told him that we weren't going to be working together anymore, he, like, blinked at me and didn't say anything. And I was like, I felt the blood boil. And I was like, don't.
Yeah.
Just stay calm.
Yeah.
And then he was saying shit at me that I was like, none of this makes sense. And yeah. I was like, just stay calm. Don't yell. Don't give him what he wants. He wants you to get angry because then you have something to argue about.
Right.
But if you stay calm, you can't argue about anything because you're just stating facts. So I have that issue with getting very angry and right. like shooting off at people. Like, I got into an argument with a fellow comic about something, and we, like, got on the phone, and I got, like, heated real quick.
Right.
And they were like, you sound angry. And I was like, I'm not angry. I'm making a point. But I also was angry.
Right.
And after, like, talking to somebody else about it and, like, really thinking about it, I was like, oh, we literally were coming at this from two different, like, schools of thought.
Right.
So then I apologized to them. I was like, here's where I was coming from. They were like, here's where I was coming from. And I was like, great. I'm so glad we had right, that moment
right.
where we could just get on the same page about why we were upset with each other. It's yeah, hard.
When I was the first guy I ever dated,
I think he thought I yelled, which, I mean, I have a temper, but I don't yell. And so he was like, I'll never forget, I was sitting on the edge of my bed, and he's yelling at me, like standing over me, yelling at me, pointing at me, and I'm just standing there, like just sitting there, like looking at him, almost like I'm looking at a painting. And he just goes, why aren't you reacting? Like, why don't you say anything? What's wrong with you? And I go, I just don't really understand yelling. I don't do yelling. Like, I get that you're mad, but I do not do yelling. Like, that is one thing I do. I do not exchange words in that capacity. And it made him, of course, even more
even
mad.
Even angrier, yeah.
So he just started yelling more. And I was just like, ah, yeah, you got to go. Like, you got to leave now.
Yeah, any dude that's just going to fucking yell at you is not worth your fucking time.
No, not at all. So, yeah, no, I mean, obviously it didn't last. Oh, here's a question. When did you lose your virginity? I'm sure you've talked about this before. What? What's late?
I believe I was 20.
Is that late? I was 25,
19
bitch.
Or 20.
I was 25.
Oh, I feel like it's late because I feel like everyone's like, oh, yeah, I was fucking in high school.
Yeah, but that's filthy animals.
I lost it in not the greatest way. Just a random man in a bathroom at a bar.
I mean, at a certain point when you want to get out of the way.
Yes, that's what happens. I wanted it gone. I
encourage all of your
anymore.
Listeners, male and female, don't do that.
No, don't.
Not a good story doesn't make for a good story.
It doesn't. It's like a like I couldn't pick him out in a lineup. It was just.
I mean, I will say the way I lost my virginity, I was finally fed up. I was 25, so I was fed up. And I found a guy that was extremely, like, he was so hot. Like, that's the one thing. Like, he's a piece of shit. But he was fucking hot as fuck. He looked like Common. You know the rapper Common?
Of course
I do. He basically looks like Common.
So sexy.
And I was like, well, at least that's the story. I fucked a really hot guy with a huge
dick. Were you dating or were you just like, let me get it over with?
Yeah, I was definitely like, let's get it. Let's just, like, I was like, I want to fuck you. I'm still a virgin. I need to fuck. And he had a humongous dick.
Oh.
It was too much. It was actually, it went to waste with me because I didn't have any experience. But then we started dating and then he was a piece of shit. So I was like, this got to stop.
Yeah, I just, like, in my early 20s, I just fucked a lot. I just fucked
That's
a lot.
That's good.
Just dudes from bars. And I think I'm at a point now. I like hit 30, 31, 32. I don't know. I'm 47. And I
was
like,
really funny. You post that on Instagram. That was really funny.
Thank you. I feel like I used to lie about, or not lie about my age. Like, my Tinder says I'm 28 and I can't figure out how to change it. But it was younger because I didn't want the industry to know how old
I
was.
Right.
But now it's on Wikipedia, now it's on IMDb, it doesn't fucking matter. So now I tell people I'm 50, 47.
It doesn't matter.
62,
you look great for your age. If you're 50, you look great for your age, Nicole.
Thank you. 50 years young.
Yeah. Yeah, it's queen.
I don't fucking care
anymore. I also, like, we're coming from a generation that it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We're watching women who are older be extremely successful and also gets, like, Ava DuVernay got success later in life. And so we're not coming through, like, and that's why I'm happy that anybody who's like 20 right now, that's all they know. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, you can be successful at any point
in
your life, which is amazing. I feel bad for the women who are 40 right now who are still lying about, who are actually lying about their age and actually hate themselves.
Yes.
I'm like, girl, what? 40 is young.
40 is young. We're all living longer and longer. I just watched, have you ever seen All About Eve?
No.
It's a very interesting movie. It's All About Eve is about an aging film star who has a fan who, like, just loves her, starts working for her, and then, like, not assumes her identity, but, like, just, like, starts booking more, and she's worried. She's like, I'm getting older, and this young girl's just gonna just take my shit. And I feel like now there's so many outlets that you don't have to worry about that.
Right.
But that was a real thing that women had to worry about.
Right.
You hit 50, you're done.
You're done.
You're trash. You go away.
You're done.
They take you out.
You're done.
Nobody loves you. You're done. But men get to just grow old. And
I was, what fucking show was I watching that had an older woman and, like, you could see all the wrinkles in her face. And at first, when I first saw her on screen, I was like, why does she look so weird? I couldn't figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized it's because we don't get to see women with full-blown wrinkles. We see men all the time.
All the time with wrinkles, but we see Botox women who can't move
their faces. Yes, exactly. And that's what I was, like, looking, like, there was, I couldn't, it took me a minute to figure it out. But I was so happy once I realized, I was like, oh, she has wrinkles on her face. Which is normal. I see wrinkles on women all the time.
All
like,
the time.
I interact with older women all the time. So it doesn't actually faze me, but on screen,
I definitely noticed, which was like, good. I'm glad I noticed. Because also, I don't have a problem looking at this woman or her having authority on this show.
No, it's like seeing an older woman on screen, it's not going to make people just like fucking pass out and be like, she's too old. It's fine.
It might make some dudes pass out.
I don't know. Men need to just get on board and fucking get over shit.
Men just want erections all the time. I mean, that's the problem.
And I want my pussy licked all the time, but like, I'm not.
Yeah, you're compromising.
Old fucking.
You're
dudes.
Compromising.
Priscilla, here's a question.
Yeah.
Would you date me?
Probably not.
Fair. I agree. I think we're two strong personalities.
Yeah, it wouldn't work.
And I think we would just constantly butt heads.
We wouldn't compromise.
And I think we would. Butt heads, but then also have a conversation after and be like, all right, let's not fight about that anymore. Let's just have fun.
Yeah, we love each other, right? I mean, I really love you. We would, right? This is why we would make good friends.
And then just butt heads again.
Yeah, that's why we make good friends, but not good.
I agree.
It's not a good dating situation, no.
All right, we've come to the end.
Oh.
Marcella, do you have anything you want to plug? We talked about Women Crush Wednesday a lot, but
it's a great show. I don't know when this drops.
I don't know either.
Well, if it drops...
It's every Wednesday, right?
No, I was going to say, I mean, I have plenty of tour dates coming up. I am coming to the Blue Whale Comedy Festival in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the end of August. I'm coming to New York. I'm doing Butter Boy on I think it's the first week of August. I have dates all over. I'm recording my album at San Francisco Punchline July 24th and 25th, but I don't know when this drops. So hopefully you can catch that.
Do you have a website?
MarcellaComedy.com. And 2Ls, MarseillaComedy.com. Follow me online.
Yes. Perfect. Thank you so much for coming on. If you liked this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, please subscribe. And if you feel compelled, you can leave a nasty little message for me, and I will read it. Imee2711 said, Nicole, I'm gay as fuck, but I want to lick jerk chicken sauce off your butt.
Wow.
Thank you so much. All right. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.